Loud. Where is he now? This remodeling job is never going to be finished.
Dorothy, relax. He'll be back.
Who wants him back? The man's a thief. I haven't seen a crime like this in a garage since the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Ma, you did not see the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Oh, yeah, right. I was in the movies that day, all day.
Hi, ladies. Looks pretty nice, doesn't it?
No, Ernie. It looks exactly as it did last week and the week before that. Now, when is this garage going to start looking like a guest room?
I don't know. I was talking about my new suit.
Ernie, this is a serious matter. We have a lot of family coming in a few weeks, and you promised us it would be finished.
Mrs. Devereaux, please. Do you want it fast or do you want it good?
Before you answer that, Blanche, the man's talking about a guest room.
Look, if we don't start seeing results, you are out of here.
Do you know how hard it is to find a good contractor?
Yes, and you're living proof.
Ernie, she didn't mean that. She just got up on the wrong side of a cold, lonely, empty bed.
A good-looking lady like her sleeps alone. I'm shocked.
You're letting a man with taste like that remodel our garage?
What kills me is he's got us over a barrel.
I remember the last time a man had me over a barrel. I was at a keg party at the marina.
Blanche, we have a guest. Oh. Hi, Al.
Hi, girls. Why, pour yourselves some champagne. We're celebrating Al's retirement.
So you finally went through with it, huh, Al?
Yep. I finally called it quits at the deli. Sold it all. Locks, stock, and barrel. Get it? Locks.
He made up that joke yesterday, but it's just as funny now as it was then.
Some jokes are timeless. So tell me, Al, what do you intend doing with your retirement?
Well, Monday, I'm going to sleep late.
What's after Monday?
Tuesday.
Basically, I'm ready for anything. Today is the first day of the second half of my life. Oh, I gotta run. I'll see you tonight. Bye, all.
Bye, Al.
Bye. Oh, girls, I am so excited. Now that Al's retired, we'll have so much time together.
He's really pretty special to you, isn't he?
Oh, he's more than special. I think I'm falling for him. But then who wouldn't? He's sensitive, he's caring. And he thinks I'm neater than hard salami.
Did he actually tell you that, Lily?
I shouldn't have repeated it. It was said in a moment of passion.
Okay, see you mañana, ladies.
Wait a minute. Where are you going? You've only been here 10 minutes.
So what? I'll be back tomorrow.
Ernie, listen to me and listen good. If you walk out that door right now, you can forget about ever coming back. I sound like I'm on Ryan's Hope.
Fine. See ya.
Well, Dorothy, what are we going to do now?
I don't know. This is such a mess.
Well, seems to me we have two choices. One, we can beg Ernie's forgiveness. Or two, we can find another contractor.
Or three, the Sicilian method. Torch the garage, collect the insurance, and build a summer house with a view of the ocean. Personally, I like number three.
I'm sorry, but that's more than we're willing to spend for a guest room. Yes, I do know the expression, you get what you paid for. I also know the expression, there's a sucker born every minute. Ew, yes, I do know that expression, too.
Dorothy, that was the last contractor in the book.
Oh, I just don't care. I am so fed up with all of these people, I'm just ready to give up.
Dorothy, you can't give up. You're no quitter. Why, just think of the many times you have been dumped by a man. Did you quit dating? No, ma'am. You sank even lower, scraping the bottom of the barrel, facing certain humiliation. And why?
Okay, thanks, Blanche. I get the point.
No, I mean it, Dorothy. Why? Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just spent the afternoon with Al.
Well, what happened?
Nothing. Lately, all he wants to do is sit around the house and watch television.
You know, that happens a lot with people when they retire. Maybe you should talk to him about it.
Maybe you're right.
Hey, everybody. I found the perfect guy to convert the garage. Follow me.
Oh.
Everybody, this is Vincenzo.
Ma, who is Vincenzo?
Who he is doesn't matter. It's who he used to be. 30 years ago, this man was one of Italy's foremost architects, respected the world over, creator of some of Europe's most beautiful cathedrals. Isn't that right, Vincenzo? Today, he's a pathetic shell of a man who spends all day trying to look up women's dresses. Relax! He doesn't speak a word of English. Watch. Vincenzo, you're a wrinkled old pervert, right?
But Sophia, Vincenzo can't do all this work by himself.
He can't do any of the work. He'll be the brains. He'll tell me what to do in Italian. I'll tell you. You do the work.
Forget it. We're not carpenters.
You know what, Dorothy? It's worth a try after all the jobs are already half done.
So, do I tell Vincenzo we got a deal?
Wait a minute. What does he want to charge us?
I'll ask him. Vincenzo, quanto costa?
Costa? Oh, gratis, gratis. A me mi piace di lavorare, poi mi allontana dal centro, capisci? A me mi piace di stare in compagnia delle belle ragazzine, capisci?
He says he'll do it for nothing. He likes getting away from the center. He also likes working. And most of all, he likes being in the company of pretty young girls.
Oh, wow. Since he puts it that way, how can we refuse? It's a deal.
Good. Here's a list of the pretty young girls he wants you to get for him.
Hi, Al.
Rose, you look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I know we're just going to the movies, but I felt like dressing up.
Rose, about the movies... Would you mind if we didn't go?
Well, no. What do you feel like doing?
Why don't we just do what we did last night?
We didn't do anything last night.
Sounds good to me.
Al, we have to talk.
Can't it wait till after moonlighting? There's a special episode on tonight. It's only been rerun 3 times.
Al, what has gotten into you lately? Before you retired, you were the most active man I ever knew. I had to run to keep up with you. Now you're nothing but a couch potato. You should do more, Al. You've earned it. Isn't there one thing you've always dreamed of doing?
I always dreamed of retiring.
I just don't want you to wake up one day and think that you've missed the opportunity to do something really great.
Rose, it sounds like you're maybe just bored with me. Look, let's take a rain check on tonight, okay? I'm feeling kind of tired anyway. I'll call you tomorrow.
Al? Al? Damn.
Prima di incominciare...
Before we begin...
Bisogna chiarire un punto.
Let's make one thing clear.
Io e solo io sono in controllo.
I am in charge.
Io sono il padrone.
I am the boss.
Io sono il maestro.
I am the master.
Io sono la balena.
I am the walrus.
Ma, either your Italian is rusty or he's the world's oldest hippie.
Can we just get started, please?
Prima bisogna ispezionare I lavoratori, eh?
First we must inspect the workers.
Ah, ah. Mm-hmm.
He pinched me.
It's a reflex. He's Italian.
Adesso cominciamo con le cose semplici.
We'll start with the simplest of jobs.
Installare la finestra.
Installing the window.
Dorothea, tu mantieni la finestra ferma.
Dorothy, you'll hold the window in place.
Rosa, tu martelli.
Rose will do the hammering.
Blanche, tu additi.
Blanche, you'll do the screwing. And he came up with that one on his own, I swear.
Per mantenere la finestra ferma bisogna trovare prima di tutto le dobbriche.
Drill a toggle boat, anchor with a 5/16 bit, and miter cut the 1/4 inch plywood after you attach the studs.
Only thing I recognized in there was studs.
This isn't gonna work.
No.
Listen, it's impossible.
Sì, è impossibile. Ho capito. Ma sai che cosa voglio fare? Voglio portare io una squadra di uomini per lavorare qui a spese mie, eh?
Vincenzo has a wonderful idea. He'll bring in his own crew to help finish the job at no additional charge.
Why would he want to do it for free?
Because he's senile as a doorknob and stop asking questions.
Hi, everybody.
Here.
Rose, I did a lot of thinking about what you said the other night, and you were absolutely right. I've been wasting my life.
Oh, Al, I'm so glad you feel that way.
There is one dream I used to have, sailing around the world. And like you said, what better time to follow my dream than during my retirement? And so I decided I'm going to do it.
You booked yourself on a cruise.
Better. I bought my own boat, and I hired a crew.
You what?
It cost me my entire life savings, but I don't care. I'm gonna sail around the world, and it's all because of you. And I want you to come along with me.
You doing? It is 2 a.m.
Well, I couldn't sleep, so I decided to get up and make a batch of Sperhuven Krispies. It's an ancient Scandinavian midnight snack.
I guess after a night of pillaging and raping, a Viking wants a little something to go with his cocoa.
Well, the smell got awful.
Yeah, just when you're about ready to throw up from the stench, that's when they're done. Who wants some?
Rose, if these had been offered to the Donner Party, they still would have eaten each other.
Don't be silly, Dorothy. They're delicious. You just have to know how to eat them. You hold your nose with one hand, and you pop a crispy in your mouth with the other. That tastes like cheesecake, fresh strawberries, and chocolate ice cream.
My gosh, you're right. That is the best thing I have ever tasted. Oh,
this is delicious.
Hey, give me a break. You can't smell that from the hall. Rose has been cooking.
Yeah, and it turned out perfect. But I'm still upset.
You upset because you don't know what to do about Al?
No, Blanche. She's upset because Jimmy Swaggart can't cover his motel bill.
Of course I'm upset about Al. I don't know what to do.
Well, I know what I'd say if a man asked me to sail around the world.
Please, you can't get anybody to ask you out for a cup of coffee. Sail around the world. That'll be the day. In fact, there's a line waiting around the block. We'll have to install one of those ticket machines like they have at the bakery. Around the world, yeah.
I get the picture, Mom.
I'm afraid I'm responsible for making Al do something he really doesn't want to do.
Well, so what? Maybe you were responsible, but it got him up off his duff. What's wrong with that? Yeah,
absolutely the best thing for him. And the best thing for you, Rose. Listen, have you even considered taking him up on his offer?
Oh, no, I couldn't. I have responsibilities.
Rose, haven't you ever done anything just wild and crazy and impetuous?
No, I'm from St. Olaf. We're forced to sign a pledge when we're 15 that we won't do any of those things. It keeps people from painting their houses silly colors. I just don't know what to do. I'm going to have to sleep on it.
Sleep on it? Men, sex. All I do is listen to your sexual problems. How about my sexual problems?
Ma, what is your sexual problem?
I don't get any. And I read in a magazine where a woman is at a sexual peak in 83.
Sophia, I read that same article, honey. It was 33.
Really? Then all those feelings I've been having lately must be colitis. Sorry I interrupted. Good night.
Per favore, tagli un po'.
Here they are, Dorothy. Vincenzo's new work crew.
Looks like the road company of Cocoon.
Have a little respect. These are all masters of their crafts.
Hi, girls. Who are all these old men?
The Osmond brothers, Rose. The years without Donnie have not been kind to them.
These are Vincenzo's friends, Rose.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I've had so much on my mind lately.
Have you decided what to do about Al?
No, I'm just as confused as ever.
Rosa, impedisci il lavoro con i tuoi problemi, capisci?
Vincenzo says he thinks he has a solution to your problem.
Really? Well, translate for me, Sophia.
Well, I'm a little bit rusty, but I think he said, picture it, Sicily, 1939. The war is on. A promising young architect is offered a job to spearhead construction of a new wing at the Vatican.
Wait a minute, Ma. You say your Italian is rusty, but you know the word for spearhead?
It was my brother's nickname for a while as a child. Anyway, the young man is torn. Taking the train to Rome means running the risk of enemy bombs. But staying home means passing up a chance to make history.
Boy, he certainly packs a lot of meaning into a few words.
Ah, shut up. In the end, he chooses safety. It's a decision he still regrets half a century later. His conclusion? Life without risk is no life at all.
Sophia, tell Vincenzo that's a wonderful story. Tell him he helped me make the most important decision of my life. I'm going to call Al and tell him I'll sail around the world with him.
Sophia, did Vincenzo really say all that?
Of course not. He's a carpenter. I'm a philosopher. He said he wants everyone out of the garage until the work is completed.
But why?
Because to an old guy with cataracts, you two look like Swedish stewardesses. Old age can play a lot of cruel jokes. Come on. For leaving me back in the parking lot. It's not like any unsavory, swarthy characters hang around the docks by night.
Oh, Ma, there's nobody here like that.
I know, but I gave it a minute. I thought I'd be able to line something up for you for Saturday.
Ahoy, girls! Welcome aboard!
Oh, you must be so excited!
Oh, I sure am. Listen, grab some champagne.
Okay.
I want to find Al. I haven't seen him since I came on board. I want to say thanks.
Ooh, I love champagne.
Oh, me too. The only problem is after a few glasses, I'll kiss any man in sight.
Get overboard!
That was just a coincidence, Dorothy.
Hey, Al, I've been looking all over for you.
Really? I don't think I've moved from this spot.
Rose, there's something I have to tell you.
Oh, please, Al, there's something I want to say first. I want you to know that I am so excited about going on this trip. And I'm so happy that you chose me for this adventure. I love you, Al, and I'm ready to go anywhere with you. And the North Star can be our guide.
I love you too, Rose. That's not the North Star. That's the tower of the all-Spanish radio station.
Fine, much more reliable. And it doesn't disappear in the daylight.
Rose, I think I'm gonna puke.
It was just a little joke, Al. I laugh at all yours.
No, I'm serious. I'm seasick.
You mean it? We're still docked.
I can't sail around the world. I guess there's no adventure in me. I'm sorry, Rose.
Well, don't be sorry. Look what you were about to do. Look what we were both about to do. We got on the ship. Most people never even leave shore.
You mean that?
Of course I do. You and I still have a lot of adventures left in us. So many things we haven't tried. Have you ever been to Space Mountain at Disney World? Imagine it, Al. We go rocketing up and down and turn and turn and turn, and then zoom! Come on, right back down. Or we could just walk around and get our picture taken with Goofy. Hi, girls. How do I look?
Where are you going all dolled up?
Al and I are taking a picnic to hear the Philharmonic in the park.
Oh, I didn't know Al was a music lover.
Oh, he is, and he just likes to see what picnic meats are popular this season.
Come on. Vincenzo says he's finished. He wants us to take a look.
Oh. Fine.
I can't believe it.
This is terrible.
Well, I'll admit it's a little drab, but with some plants and some nice furniture.
It's a garage, you twit. Ma, how did this happen?
Vincenzo, no old garage, ma una stanza da letto.
Stanza da letto? Sofia, tu mi hai detto un garage di prima classe, ti ho dato un garage di prima classe.
It was a slight misunderstanding. You see, in Sicily, every region has its own dialect. Actually, every town has its own dialect. Actually, every household has its own dialect. This also explains why the Italian army is as effective as the Jamaican bobsled team.
Malinteso, ma io posso rifare tutto. Cambierò questo garage in una stanza da letto.
He says he's sorry he made the mistake and he'll be glad to turn this back into a bedroom.
No, no, please. I could not live through that again. No, just thank him for his work and say he must be very proud.
Grazie, Vincenzo. Ho un'offerta. Che non puoi rifiutare.
Mia figlia, Dorothy.
Dorothy? Sì, Dorothy.
I think I may have accidentally promised your hand in marriage.
Sì, Dorothy.
Well, at least he's Italian.
Dorothy.